Hello and welcome to Her Ambitious Career, the success podcast for corporate women who want more from their lives and careers. Each week, we share career and leadership strategies to help you set stretching goals, own your value, build visibility and credibility, gain recognition, get paid, and confidently take your career to that next level. Whatever your ambition, let's do this thing. Now, here's your host and career success expert, Rebecca Allen.
Hello, hello, welcome on into this week's shorty episode where we are talking about how to find a great mentor. So there are mentors and then there are mentors. And I really want you to think quite critically about defining the reason why you want to have a mentor first and foremost, but also what value that mentor is going to get for you. So it's really important in your career that you have all sorts of different supporters around you, whether they're mentors or whether they're sponsors or whether they're coaches like me, helping you achieve your true potential. But today's episode is really about helping you find and identify the right mentor for you. And I'm going to be sharing three must-haves with you that you can take today, actions that you can take today to start thinking about how do I get the right mentor for me. Now, if you are loving our podcast, we absolutely love bringing the show to you every single week. If you love it, please subscribe. We're on every single directory out there, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. We are everywhere. So do subscribe to your favorite channel and we can come to you every single week. We always air on a Tuesday. I don't know why Tuesday is just the loveliest day to do it. So let's get to it then. Here's the three must-dos in finding an effective mentor for you. Primary action number one is to think about the ideal mentor being somebody who is a few steps ahead of you, essentially, in your role. So think of somebody who has skills or experience that you actually want to acquire. It's somebody who can teach you, essentially, how to do a better job at the job you're doing. So that's number one. It's got to be somebody who has skills or experience that you want to learn about. Number two is choosing a mentor who has similar values to you. And I think that's really important. I've learned this the hard way myself, where I've had mentors when we don't sort of actually gel because I actually don't agree with some of the ways that they do things or some of the ways that they treat people, for example. And so I realized along the way that the best mentors for me, certainly, are ones who share similar values to me because I respect them ultimately. And that's how, you know, effective relationships work, is where you have shared values. You could, of course, go completely left field and you could say, well, look, I'm going to choose somebody purposefully who doesn't have the same values as me and see what I can learn from that person. There's no harm in trying that, of course, but I can guarantee you'll have a much better result if you actually combine with a mentor who has similar values to you, similar work ethic, similar approach to things. And then number three, the third action I would love you to take when finding the right mentor for you is you want to find somebody who actually wants you to succeed. So that means somebody who genuinely wants to see you do well, who genuinely wants to cheer you on, who genuinely wants to invest their time and their energy in having those conversations with you. You don't want somebody who's doing it just for a sort of tick box exercise. You want a mentor who really is invested in you and your success. So I hope you have got a lot out of today's shorty episode. I love our shorty episodes. They're quick fire, they're practical, and they're full of ideas to help you get started and help you start moving forwards. And if there's one thing I want you to do is just to start taking those first steps towards moving towards the outcomes that you really want in your career so that you can start building your profile, start building your brand. Thank you so much for joining me as ever. As I said earlier, do subscribe to our show if you're loving it. You can find us on all the best podcast directories, and I'll see you next week.